Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Ever find yourself like juggling a bunch of digital projects, you know, wrestling with code, trying to design a website, or even just keeping track of changes in like shared documents?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, today we're digging into a tool that can really help bring some order to that chaos, and it might be way simpler than you think. It's called Gitea.
Gitea.
Now, if you hear self-hosted software development service or even just Git, and your eyes start to glaze over, don't worry. We're going to break it down and show you how Gitea can actually be a pretty smooth like entry point into managing all those digital creations.
Definitely.
Oh, and just a quick shout out before we dive in. This deep dive is supported by SafeServer, who, by the way, they provide the hosting infrastructure for software like this, so you can really take charge of your digital, what is it, sovereignty?
Sovereignty.
Yeah. You can find out more about them at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, with that out of the way, let's get right to it. What exactly is Gitea?
So you can think of Gitea as like your own private online hub.
For managing any project, really, where you are tracking changes and you're working with other people.
Okay, yeah.
It's technically called a self-hosted all-in-one software development service.
Right.
But what that really means for you is a central place where you can keep your project files all nice and tidy, see who made what changes and when, and just work together smoothly, you know?
So it's all about collaboration.
Very much so, yeah. Their motto is actually, get with a cup of tea. Painless, self-hosted, all-in-one software development service.
Get with a cup of tea.
Which I think is pretty spot on.
I love that, especially the painless part, right?
Yeah, especially for newcomers.
For newcomers. Okay, so it's aiming to be user-friendly, for sure. So what are the core things Gitea actually does? What are the must-know features right off the bat?
So Gitea offers, it offers a pretty powerful set of tools, really.
Okay.
At its core, like the foundation, is Git hosting.
Okay.
Then you've got code review features, which are super helpful for improving the quality of your work through feedback.
Got it.
It provides tools for team collaboration, obviously, which is, you know, essential. You've also got a package registry.
Okay.
To organize those reusable software components.
Yeah.
And even CI/CD. That's continuous integration and continuous delivery.
Right.
Which helps to automate sort of those repetitive parts of development.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a very comprehensive toolkit, really.
Okay. So a comprehensive toolkit. Now let's zoom in on that self-hosted thing for a sec. Why would somebody choose to host this software themselves? What's the key advantage there for the listener?
So the big win with self-hosting is control.
Control. Okay.
Direct control. Imagine you have like your own digital workshop.
Okay.
Right. When you self-host Gitea, you're setting up that workshop on your own terms. You're using your own infrastructure. This gives you the ultimate say over your data. You know, where it lives, who can access it, and how secure it is.
I see. Yeah.
It really puts you in the driver's seat in terms of privacy and how the software operates.
It's in control.
Yeah, you are. While there are other services out there that can, you know, handle all the technical stuff for you,
right?
Self-hosting with Gitea gives you that independence, that understanding.
Yeah. Like that deeper level.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense. So having your own workshop. Okay, so let's dive into those features you mentioned a little bit. First up, Git hosting.
Right.
Let's say I've never even heard of Git.
Okay.
How would you like explain it simply, and how does Gitea fit in?
All right, picture this, right? You're working on a document.
Okay.
Let's say a script for this deep dive.
Perfect.
You make some changes, you hit save.
Right.
Then you make more changes, save again.
Save, see.
Git is like, it's like a super-powered version history for all your projects.
Okay, yeah.
It tracks meticulously every single change you make, who made it, and when.
Interesting.
Gitea allows you to host your own Git repositories.
Repositories, okay.
Think of a repository as like a special folder for your project.
Yeah.
That not only holds all the files, but also that detailed history of every modification.
So it's not just the current version?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Instead of just living on your computer, Gitea puts these project, you can call them time capsules, online.
Oh, okay. I like that.
It makes it easy to collaborate with others and have a secure backup. You know?
So it's like a complete safety net for your work.
Exactly, yeah.
I like that analogy. A project time capsule online. So if a team is working together, Git makes sure everyone's on the same page with like the latest version.
Absolutely.
And you can always go back if you need to.
You can always go back. Which leads us nicely to code review.
Code review, okay.
Now, even if you're not writing like lines of computer code, the idea is still valuable.
Yep.
Imagine getting feedback on a draft of, I don't know, a presentation or a design before it's finalized.
Right.
Code review is similar. It's about having other people look at your changes before they become permanent. In software development, this helps to catch those mistakes early on, improve the overall quality, and allows team members to learn from each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gutea provides built-in tools to make that whole review process clear and efficient.
So it's like having a second pair of eyes on something before you hit send.
Exactly.
You know, spot the typos, suggest improvements. Yep. Okay, that makes perfect sense. You also mentioned team collaboration before.
Right.
What specific things does Gutea offer to help people actually work together effectively?
Well, Gutea has it has several features specifically designed for teamwork.
Okay.
You can manage who has access to your projects.
Right.
And what they can do with, you know, with permissions.
Yeah, permissions are important.
There's also an issue tracking system.
Okay.
You can think of it as a shared to-do list, maybe, or a bug report log for your project.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Everyone knows what needs to be done, what problems need fixing. And then you've got pull requests.
Pull requests.
Which are, they're central to that code review process we were just talking about.
Gotcha.
They provide a structured way to discuss proposed changes and decide whether to incorporate them into the main project.
So it's all about clear communication, making sure everyone's on the same page.
It is. It is. Organized workflow.
Organized workflows. Okay, so it's not just a storage space.
Right.
It's a whole environment.
It is.
For working together on projects from planning to review. Now, this package registry, that sounds a little more maybe specialized.
Yeah.
What's the core idea there?
It might sound technical, but the concept is actually pretty practical.
Okay.
Especially if you start using reusable components in your work.
Reusable components, right.
Imagine building with Legos.
Legos, okay, yes.
You have all these pre-made bricks you can use.
Right, yeah.
A package registry is like a library for software components.
Okay.
Allowing you to store and share these pre-built pieces. We call them packages.
Packages, okay.
So you don't have to build everything from scratch for every project.
That makes sense, yeah.
Gutea supports loads of different types of packages, depending on the kind of projects you're working on.
Wow, so there's a lot of variety there.
There is. For example, if you're working with Rust, you might use cargo packages.
Okay.
For PHP, it's Composer.
Okay.
For data science, maybe Conda.
Conda, got it.
Think of it as your own organized collection of building blocks for your digital creations.
That's a good way to put it. So many different kinds of building blocks. So if you're using any of those, Gutea can help you keep them organized.
Absolutely.
And accessible. And finally, you mentioned CI/CD or Gutea actions. For someone just starting out, what's like the absolute basic idea behind that?
Okay, so CI/CD is all about taking some of the manual work out of the software development process through automation.
Okay.
CI stands for continuous integration, which means automatically checking and testing your code every time you make a change.
Got it.
Just to make sure nothing breaks.
Right, so you don't introduce bugs.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
CD, continuous delivery or deployment, then takes those tested changes and automatically delivers them to, wherever they need to go.
So it's like a continuous flow.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Gutea Actions is Gutea's built-in system for doing this.
Yeah.
And it's even compatible with things called GitHub Actions.
GitHub Actions.
Which are basically pre-written automation scripts that you can often reuse.
Oh, nice.
It's like having this this helpful robot that automatically checks your work and gets it ready to go.
Nice.
Saving you time and reducing those pesky errors. Think of it like an automated quality control and delivery system for your digital projects.
Oh, that's a good way to think about it. Automation, a huge time saver, I imagine. Now, someone listening might be thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but is Gutea going to be like incredibly difficult to set up and use?
Yeah.
What's your take on the ease of use, especially for beginners?
That's a great question. I think one of Gutea's strengths, especially for those new to this whole thing, is its focus on being lightweight and easy to get started with.
Okay, good.
Because it's built using a programming language called Go.
Oh, okay.
It's very efficient, and it can run on a wide variety of operating systems.
Oh, okay.
Whether you're using Linux, macOS, or Windows.
So pretty much anything.
Pretty much, yeah. And different types of computer hardware as well.
So you don't need like specialized equipment or anything?
No, you shouldn't. No.
That's reassuring. So I probably don't need to be like a server expert to get this running.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
And to make it even easier to just try it out, Gutea actually offers a live online demo.
Oh, nice.
At demo.gutea.com.
Okay.
You can play around with a fully functional Gutea instance right in your web browser.
That's cool.
Without installing anything.
Nice.
They also have a free public service at Gitea.com, which has some limitations.
Okay.
But it's another great way to get a feel for it, you know.
Gotcha.
And if you do decide to dive deeper, their official website has, it has some really comprehensive and well-written documentation to guide you.
Documentation is always key. Okay, so if someone wants to actually install Gitea, what are like the basic steps involved? Is it a huge technical hurdle?
Well, they offer a few options to get started.
Okay.
The easiest is probably using Gitea Cloud, which is a hosted service where they handle all the server setup and maintenance for you.
So they do all the heavy lifting?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
They also have Gitea Enterprise for more advanced self-hosting needs, if that's what you need.
Right.
But if you want to host it yourself on your own computer or server, the process is surprisingly straightforward.
Okay.
If you're starting from the source code, you generally just need to have Go installed on your system.
Go, the language you mentioned.
Yeah, and optionally Node.js for some of the web interface features.
Okay.
The process of building Gitea from the source code involves running a simple command like make build.
Make build, okay.
And then you can launch it with .gitea web.
.gitea web, got it.
Of course, there are more detailed installation guides available, but the basic steps are pretty accessible, especially if you're comfortable using a command line.
So it's not too intimidating, it sounds like. Now, what if you get stuck or have questions along the way? Is there a community of Gitea users who can help out?
Absolutely. Gitea has a really, really welcoming and active open source community.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's open source, anyone can contribute to making it better.
I love that.
So if you're interested in contributing, the typical process involves making a copy of the project, which is called forking.
Forking.
Making your changes, that's the patch.
Patch, okay.
Uploading them, that's called pushing.
Pushing, okay.
And then asking the main project to include your changes, that's submitting a pull request.
Pull request, got it. So lots of ways to be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. They also have people all over the world helping to translate Gitea into different languages through a platform called Crowdin.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
For getting help and connecting with other users, they have active channels like a Discord server.
Discord, okay.
And a discourse forum where you can ask questions, share your experiences.
That's great. It's always good to know there's a supportive community.
Yeah.
Behind a project.
For sure.
And finally, just to give listeners a little more confidence, are there actual teams, organizations out there using Gitea successfully?
Yes, Gitea is used by a wide range of teams and organizations.
Okay.
On their official website, they even feature testimonials from users who rely on it daily for their projects.
Nice.
Highlighting its ease of use, the rich feature set, the reliability.
Awesome.
Well, we won't go into specific quotes right now to keep things, you know, concise.
Right, right.
The fact that they showcase these stories really shows that Gitea is a trusted and valuable tool for many people.
Definitely adds a lot of credibility. Now, just before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, there's one quick pronunciation question I saw mentioned. How do you actually say Gitea?
Oh, that's a good one to clarify.
Yeah.
Gitea is pronounced toti.
Okay.
So think GT with a hard G sound, like in gift.
GT.
Got it. Okay, so to bring it all together, our deep dive into Gitea shows us.
Well, it shows us that Gitea offers a surprisingly accessible yet powerful way to manage your software development projects in a self-hosted environment.
Mm-hmm.
It seems particularly appealing if you're looking for more control over your data and a smoother entry into the world of Git and collaborative development.
Yeah, and for those who are newer to these concepts, the ease of getting started, especially with that Gitea Cloud you mentioned,
right,
along with the clear documentation and that helpful community, those seem like big advantages.
Definitely.
So here's a final thought for you to consider. With, you know, the increasing focus on controlling your own digital footprint and the growing need to collaborate, you know, effectively on projects, could a self-hosted solution like Gitea actually provide you with more ownership and a deeper understanding of your own projects and data?
That's a good question.
We encourage you to, you know, explore the links we've mentioned and the resources available on the Gitea website. Absolutely. It's about empowering yourself with knowledge and control over your digital workflows.
Very well said. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and a big thank you again to our supporter, SafeServer, who, as we mentioned, provides the hosting infrastructure that makes software like Gitea possible, and they support your digital sovereignty. You can find more information about their services at www.safeserver.de. Until our next deep dive.
See you then.